Hey, my podcaster friend. Guess what I did? I can't wait till tomorrow to tell you, so I'm going to try and reenact it over my podcast. I think this is my fourth episode. I'm not too sure. I don't really keep track. You know what I mean? Anyway, I have this condo in Vancouver that I'm trying to rent out. So this person contacted me today just to ask if she could see it. And I was like, yeah, sure, you can see it tomorrow. Then I texted Julie, Rail's roommate, who said she'll show it for me. So I said, hey, Julie, there's someone who wants to see the condo tomorrow. Can you show it? Yeah, sure, no problem, she said. So then I'm like, great. I told them I'll try and schedule them in at 12. Does that work for you? And Julie's like, yes, perfect. So then I text the renter inquiry person back, and I say, hey, 12 works for Julie, meet her there. And they said, okay, good. And then I text Julie back. And then I get another text that I think is from Julie that says, do you need references or documents? And since I thought it was from Julie, I said, no, we don't. We'll just see how it goes. And we'll pretend we have lots of interest. And what else did I say? Just a second, it's coming to me. We'll pretend we have lots of interest and see how it goes, and Bryce can take it from there. Send. And then the renter texts me and said, what? I think you're texting the wrong person. And then I look, and it's not to Julie, it's to the renter. So then I say, ha 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 ha, oh yeah, I meant to text that to my friend from work. Wait, I work at a store and we're having a big sale. And I was like, just let Bryce take it from there and pretend we have lots of interest in the sale, dot, 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 ha ha. And she was like, uh-huh. And I was like, okay, bye. And she was like, okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow at 12. And I was like, okay, smiley face, ha ha. Super funny, right? I still don't have to shut it off. Hello. Hello in there. Hello in there. Super annoying when you have to press the home button. Ruining my story. Really, really funny story. Really, really, really awful. It was kind of like the time at work when Lisa said to Suba, I don't think the general manager, Kirsten, likes me. And then Suba's like, I'll find out. And then 6 hours later, Kirsten calls Lisa to say, I was just thinking about you. Coinkydink? I think not. So that's the end of my podcast. I'm rambling because I took a sleeping pill. And you know what they do to me? They make me eat while I'm sleeping. And also make me tell the truths. Sometimes they're known as truth serum. So if there's any questions you guys want to ask, anything at all, like, I don't know, have you ever texted the wrong person by accident? I would totally tell you. Yes, I have. I just did it tonight. And it was super embarrassing. So anyway, I got to work in the morning. Well, not really in the morning, like 12. So, and then I'm going to see Lisa, and I'm going to find out how her and Kirsten's morning went at the morning meeting. And then, yeah, I'm probably going to have to edit this a little bit, but I don't know how. So I'm probably just going to send the whole thing, and then you can, like, whatever, throw in the garbage. But that's the end of my podcast, for sure. For sure this time. Okay. Night-night, all.